Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Clarity.
We have to follow the facts where it may lead.
Credibility.
News of the day.
What we want is the facts.
And conversation.
What everyone should be talking about, what you're talking about.
Hear about it first.
We made history.
Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is a happy hump day, Trump day, and a very cold day. 8:07 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Big story locally. Freeze warning in effect yesterday morning, this morning, and probably again tomorrow morning on the national level. California, wow, huge wildfires that are out of control. We'll get to all those things and more. But first, we have our special guest that we haven't talked to in a while, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Happy New Year. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, fellas. It is cold up here in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, we've seen the reports, and we're glad to be here in the so-called Sunshine State, even though it's a bit chilly. It's better than trying to maneuver through the snowfall that I know you've seen recently. Hey, let's talk about, look, the 20th is going to be a big day for a lot of Americans. Yeah. I've told my friends that are like-minded, hey, man, January 20th is going to be like a Happy New Year celebration all over again, maybe even larger. But there's some things that could possibly get in the way. One of them is this completely bozo-like judge, in my opinion, this Judge Mershon, and his sentencing that he's going to attempt to do here just days away. What's the latest on that? What's your take on that?
So I have a lot to say on this one, Bob, because when we were in the thick of the weaponization subcommittee, Jim Jordan and I, we were investigating really what was driving this. And of course, it always comes down to the money. And so we took a look into this judge, and we're going to be exposing a lot more of this week. This is a guy who, by all accounts, should have recused himself. Even one of the elected judges from the Bronx had come out publicly and said, this is ridiculous, you need to recuse yourself. And we all know that the Bronx is not exactly a bastion of conservatism. Mm-hmm. So the fact that you have people publicly calling him out, saying this is inappropriate for a number of reasons, is one thing. Second thing, you start digging into his finances. This is a judge that gave money to a super PAC called Stop Republicans. Now, I did some digging into this, and this super PAC called Stop Republicans then turns around and siphons and funnels money into other super PACs, one of which it gave millions of dollars to another super PAC that was called Stop Trump. Now, I broke out the name on that, and they said it was officially filed under stop these oppressive people, tyrants, racists, unqualified, misogynists, and propagandists. This is a judge who is giving money to this organization. Don't tell me that he can be unbiased. But then it gets worse because you start digging into his family, and his family has not only given money to this, but his daughter, Lauren Mershon, she runs a consulting firm called Authentic Campaign, which has been paid $36 million in order to go raise money for liberal, progressive, radical Democrats like Adam Schiff and AOC and Ilhan Omar, and she makes money helping them go after Trump. She got paid $36 million in the time frame that her dad was going after President-elect Donald Trump. Tell me this doesn't stink from the judge who is clearly making money for his daughter, who has a personal agenda, but then also the DA, Alvin Bragg, who campaigned on going after President Trump, who made over $1 million in campaign contributions in saying that he was going after Trump. This is just ridiculous. This isn't America. Now, we need to squash this immediately.
I think I've heard this story before. So a child of somebody in a position of power is making huge sums of money from the fact that their, you know, father is in a very powerful position directly associated with, yeah. So it sounds a lot like, I don't know, the Hunter, that Biden, name kind Biden. Of.
Yeah, it kind of, right. It rings a bell. Yes. Yes. I mean, this is the Democratic playbook. You have absolute one, nepotism. Two, it is always about the money and the kickbacks. You see that with both Nancy Pelosi and her daughter. You see that with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, which I still think that there's more to uncover there. We just had the breaking story a couple weeks ago with the National Archives. And then, of course, now you're seeing it in other parts of the country, Judge Mershon and his daughter, Lauren. It never ends.
You know, their behavior is like beyond audacious because, you know, you would say normally in this kind of scenario, you'd say, well, yeah, once this judge began to be exposed, okay, his relationship with his daughter, how she makes her money, the fact that there's no question he would have a bias against even anybody supporting Trump, let alone Trump himself. It's very, very clear. But they're so audacious now, they continue on. In other words, he keeps himself in the spotlight by talking about, yeah, we're still going to move forward. We're going to do the sentencing. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Which you would get more scrutiny, which you'd think he doesn't want. But these people start to fall in love with the spotlight and believe the, I guess, the idiots that are around him. And we've seen this before. We've seen this in other arenas. I guess maybe Biden would be an example. They feel like they're untouchable. What can we do about that?
I mean, one, I think as conservatives, we have to stop pretending like ignoring it is going to make the problem go away. We always say, oh, we're going to stay focused on the thing. You know, we're going to just ignore this. And we never have any accountability. And a lot of my colleagues will say, well, you know, if we start digging into that and getting in the mud, you know, then we lose the moral high ground. There is nothing moral about protecting or ignoring this type of corruption. And so we start uncovering it, and then people say, well, you know, the American people, they do want accountability, but we also got to work on this. Listen, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. And if I go anywhere, whether it is in Gainesville, whether it is in Ocala, where it's in Lake City, no matter where I go, it could be in California, people are demanding accountability. And so for the first time with the trifecta, we have an opportunity to actually get accountability. And people need to see that because there's very little trust and faith in the government for good reason that people are never held accountable. Look at Hillary Clinton. I mean, she didn't intend to delete thousands and thousands of emails. Okay, officer, I didn't intend to drive 105 miles an hour in a 45. Like, come on. We have to do the accountability piece. And I think President Trump understands that. I think Jim Jordan, Speaker Johnson, all these people understand that. That's what we have to do. We not only have to uncover it, but we have to follow up and close the loop.
Well, I found out under Biden what the Medal of Freedom really means. It's bestowed on somebody like a Hillary Clinton because it means she still enjoys freedom, even though she should be locked up.
That's a good one. Yes. Yes. Hey. You know, of all the people there, I really think Michael J. Fox was the only one who was actually deserving.
Yeah. I was gagging. I was throwing up in my own mouth when she was given that award. It's completely taken away any positive meaning it could ever have. Lake and Riley Act, you mm-hmm. pushed that through Congress. That was a good thing. What do you say to 159 Democrats who still opposed it after the murder of Lake and Riley? I mean, do they understand what's at stake here?
The thing that really drives me crazy, and I read a lot of their statements and heard a lot of their speeches during the debate about why they were opposing it, and one of the squad members stood up and actually said this out loud. They said, basically, Lake and Riley's murder was the same thing as the theft of potato chips. That's a direct quote. Oh, and they said, we're not going to deport people for stealing potato chips. And I'm just appalled, absolutely appalled. You have people saying ridiculous things like that. Then you have Joe Biden, who apologizes to the illegal who murdered, and for calling him illegal, but never apologizes to Lake and Riley's family. I mean, this is absurd. And this is proof right here that there is a mental health crisis in this country, and that mental health counseling works, because now we have John Fetterman, who went through months of that, as we all remember. He's now talking like a Republican. He is now out there leading the charge on the Democratic Senate side, saying, absolutely, we need to pass this. If you're in this country illegally and you're committing crimes, you need to be deported. You need to get the heck out of here. Since when is John Fetterman the voice of reason? This is insane. It just goes to show that the Democrats, once again, are not paying attention to the mandate that the American people have given us here in Washington. They are sick of this crap. They want to make sure that their communities are safe. If you're not supposed to be in this country, you shouldn't be here. You're getting the heck out. And this is a good message also to all these sanctuary cities that are defying the federal orders of protecting these criminals, refusing to hold these people and then turn them over to ICE. There's going to be a reckoning, and this is just the beginning, but it's putting these people on notice, and these 159 Democrats, we're not going to tolerate this crap anymore, and neither will the American people.
All you got to do is give me the signal, and the purge begins.
Don't encourage him. Don't encourage him.
Congresswoman
air horn style.
No, look, we love you, and you just keep on fighting the good fight, and be the transparent, honest person that you've been, and share this information with us, and we thank you for that.
Hey, I really appreciate you guys. Gators had a hell of a game last night. Crushed number one Tennessee. I was freezing. Mike took us off up here, but I was all excited about the Gator win, and so good things are around the corner. Less than 2 weeks until Donald Trump assumes office. Let's freaking go. We are so back, baby.
Yes, indeed. Love it. Congresswoman Kat Kamick on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:18. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Fires in California, freezing temperatures here. A lot more to talk about as well on 97.3 The Sky.
Sean Hannity.
What do you think these known terrorists are plotting to do in this country?
Weekdays, 3 p.m.
Finally, Mayorkas, even he's now admitting that violent migrant crime is exploding.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Freeze warnings in effect for our area. Be aware. Good morning and welcome. It is 8:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's a happy hump day, Trump day. Top story is a local weather. Freeze warning in effect, like I said, yesterday, this morning, and probably again tomorrow morning. We're going to talk to Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson about how's that affecting Florida's ag, the crop, and you know, what do we do? What can you do about it? And are consumers going to be paying more as a result of any damage that might be happening right now as we speak, unfortunately? So we'll talk to him about that. What else is going on? Wildfires in California. And these are near populated areas. They've already asked, it was over 20, I think it was 30,000 people, to evacuate. And they've had issues there before, and it would seem like they don't want to get it right. You've got to clear out all this underbrush. And we do it right here. Florida Department of Forestry has been very aggressive. We learned from the huge fires that happened, gosh, that's going back now 24 years, I think, something like that, in the state of Florida that were devastating. So we learned a lot from that. And we made changes as a result of it. But in California, even in the populated areas, there's no real big-time programs to clear out underbrush, to create more barriers. There's even water supply issues, so that when fire departments are on the scene, they have difficulty getting the kind of water pressure they need to actually suppress, stop these fires from growing. And, I mean, they're up against it. Santa Ana winds, sometimes 60 miles an hour. That dry air blows in and changes direction. It just, I'm not saying these things are all preventable. By the way, 40 to 50% of the fires, they believe, are actually out of control. Fires started as homeless encampments. So there's a whole nother issue that has not been dealt with effectively, actually in many areas, but certainly in California. Meanwhile, they're granted EPA waivers to make life even tougher on the average person in terms of you're going to have to make sure your lawnmower is up to EPA standards. Oh, yeah, weed eaters, things like that. That's how far California is going. Well beyond what the EPA nationally has called for. They want to be over the top, of course. Yeah, they want clean air. Is their air clean right now? No. Do huge forest fires create an unbelievable amount of pollution? I mean, highly, highly dangerous levels of pollution. Yes, they do. You see how they keep getting it backward, or they keep putting their priorities upside down. Just like their mandate for electric cars, when it's been proven, it's that you don't speculate, hey, I don't think they have the electric grid that can handle that. That's a fact. They don't have an electric grid that handles their current usage now. And you're going to force everybody into an electric car? Let's see, 200,000 people in L.A. County alone are without power right now due to the forest fires. So, you know, move ahead 10 years and everybody's got electric cars. Well, I hope you have a full charge so you can get out of there when they tell you to, because the power's out. And if we, the American people, and I know in this case conservatives do and try to hold their leaders accountable, why is it that the Democrat supporters, why don't they do that? Why they won't challenge. They won't challenge anything that comes out of the mouth of Democrat politicians, it seems like. They won't challenge it. Mm-hmm. Because they've been brainwashed into thinking that free speech is a bad thing. I guess. They're not for it. Certainly if it tinges even of conservatism. Thou shalt not speaketh from your lips. That's heresy. Would it be heresy if you're trying to speak honestly to evil people?
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. How does that work?
But if they don't want to hear it, they don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you like to call you names. Yeah. That's for sure. U.S. parents of all political stripes oppose gender ideology in schools, according to new polling from Parents Defending Education. The survey from PDE describes itself as a grassroots organization working to reclaim our schools from activists imposing harmful agendas. They found 75% of parents oppose teachers, counselors, and school nurses, classroom aides, coaches, or administration withholding information about a child's gender identity from parents. This is one of the reasons why Trump won.
Yeah.
He won because of economics. He won because of border security, or lack thereof, those open borders we suffered from for nearly 4 years. But he also won because a lot of moderate Democrats and independents were scratching their head going, man, the kids have enough on their plate. And you want to play this whole gender identity and gender ideology game. We're at what level out of industrialized nations in the world? We're dropped into like the 30s as far as our education. Yeah, I think a lot of people are like, whoa, no. And the Dems have ruled education. Make no mistake about it. They've ruled education for a long time. So parents, like, that's one of the things they did.
Well, they want education, not agenda.
Well, look at the Attorney General of the United States, Garland. He referred to parents that actually cared and showed up at school board meetings that raised their voices. What were they? Domestic
terrorists.
Domestic terrorists.
Yeah, it's called parents that are concerned about their kids.
Yeah. There's some very clearly, easily defined things. And
yeah.
I couldn't understand for the life of me why Trump didn't win 80% of the vote. Really.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just be thankful for what we have. Continue to push forward in a very optimistic way. Trump and others are helping to provide that pathway. Let's just keep on pushing the pedal to the metal, my friends. It is 8:28. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show, which is available on podcast, wherever you normally download your podcast, including the Odyssey app. Yep, just click on subscribe, and you are in. John Deere, we don't need no stinking people to drive tractors anymore. Details on that coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
From way over there.
Allowing Ukraine to use American missiles inside Russia.
The world's on fire right now.
To right here.
We have to get back to a great country.
We have an incredible once-in-a-generation opportunity.
And just down your street.
Safety. And this is about infrastructure.
One weed company wrote it.
Touchdown, Gators!
97.3 The Sky has your world right here.
It blows my mind.
Hear about it first.
The Democrats.
The Republicans.
Isn't it nice to win?
Talk about it now.
Tells me everything I need to know.
The Sky has it right.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky. It's been a wild year.
Increasing inflation.
Israel. Ukraine.
Syria.
What a year.
47th president and you're 45th president.
And what happens in 2025?
Act of terrorism.
New Congress.
House Speaker.
Happens here.
Buckle your seatbelts.
97.3 The Sky.
How about them Gators? Go Gators! 8:34, Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here. Good morning. And try to stay warm. Freeze warnings in effect all over the north central Florida area this morning. We're going to have Wilton Simpson, the Florida Ag Commissioner, on, seeing how this is impacting ag. But right in our own backyard, go Gators! The Gator basketball team, I mean, they are bringing back the good old days. They really are, man. They're undefeated. And then they had to go against Kentucky, which, man, that's always a tough game. Undefeated we were, lost to Kentucky, but wait, chance for redemption?
Yes.
Number one, Tennessee comes to town, and we didn't beat them. We annihilated them. It was utter destruction.
Wow.
We took down the previous undefeated number one ranked team in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
By 30 points.
That's pretty outstanding.
You think?
Pretty sweet.
Number one ranked Tennessee. The Gators beat them 73-43.
Mm.
Wow. Apparently, we played good in every area. Aggressive defense, rebounds, offense, and defense. I mean, just tearing it up.
That's a whooping.
Yep.
As they'd say in Kentucky or Tennessee or anywhere. I'm like,
anywhere. That's
in the South. That's a whooping. It's a whooping.
Yes. Even in Manhattan, that's a whooping.
That's still a whooping. You're right.
So, yeah, go Gators. Really, it's exciting. Now, you know, I was pumped up about them before the break, you know, before the Christmas break.
Right.
And because management forced us to take such a long vacation.
Oh, we wanted to be here so bad. They said, don't come in.
Yeah.
They even changed the code so we couldn't get in the
building.
Yeah,
it was like a COVID thing. You can't enter. No.
Yeah.
So you kind of, you know, we're busy over the holidays, honestly. And then the next thing I heard about the Gators was, oh, they lost to Kentucky. I'm like, oh. But Tennessee came to town here undefeated at ranked number one. And we fixed that.
That's nice.
So no singing that Rocky Top song, okay? There'll be no reference to Rocky Top unless you're talking about Stallone. You know what I'm saying? I was watching, what was it, part of Rocky IV.
Oh, my goodness.
And there was a scene in there. It was his birthday. This is after, you know, Rocky's made it, so to speak. He's already got a little kid, right? And for his birthday, you know, Paulie, you know, cigar smoking. Rocky gets him this robot to bring out his birthday cake. You know? A robot. And think about, what was this, from the 80s, 87? I'm throwing this out there, I'm guessing. And Paulie's mad. Well, he's really upset because, you know, he doesn't hide his emotions. I wanted a sports car.
Wow.
Well, you know, when your brother-in-law is, you know, the number one prize fighter in the world, you know, theoretically. I just thought that was interesting. And a robot. It's like, I wonder if somebody from John Deere was watching Rocky IV when it first came out and said, yeah, robotics and farming. Maybe we can have an autonomous tractor. And voila!
Ta-da!
See, because everything starts from either TV or the movies. Every single idea.
Look at all the Star Trek stuff we use and the Jetson stuff we use. Yeah, every day.
Elon Musk learned everything he put into action through TV.
Yes, but he's pulled Maybe it off not. Pretty well, yeah.
John Deere has announced plans to introduce a range of self-driving farm and work vehicles, including tractors, dump trucks, and even a robotic lawnmower. And they do already have kind of little thing. Just like a little, I forget what the name of it is. That goes around the house. There's name brands, and then there's off.
Right, works brands. Kind of the same way.
We got one of those little things.
Yeah,
it helps because when you have two big dogs, and they have access to the out of doors quite a bit. Like a doggy door.
Yeah, there's a lot of hair with those dogs you got there.
A lot of hair, a lot of sand.
Yeah,
lot. So you sweep every day. Plus, you got that little autonomous thing. And recent Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. John Deere's chief technology officer emphasized the company's focus on full autonomy. When we talk about autonomy, we mean full autonomy. No one's in the machine. This commitment to developing vehicles that can operate independently in the complex and unique environments farmers face daily is at the core of John Deere's strategy. Again, I don't like to poo-poo these things, but I am a technology skeptic. Okay? You ever have trouble getting a signal on your phone? Never had a problem like that with a landline. Just never had it.
Funny how that worked. And it worked.
Battery goes out or the power goes out and you can't charge your phone. Didn't matter when you had a landline.
Hey, when the electric was out at your house, landline still worked.
That's what I just said.
I know, but it's like, why is it if we get so high-tech, things get worse? I don't get it.
I'm going to invent some new statement, and I'm formulating in my brain as my mouth speaketh.
Okay.
Something like, we have, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That can
now,
catch on.
Now it's going to be, if it ain't broke, break it, then fix it, but not as good as it worked before. That's kind of long ago, isn't it?
That's kind of where we live right
now. It's a little wordy. I'll work on that.
It's our current reality.
I'll edit that down for a 10-second promo at the end of the show.
Okay. We'll look forward to it.
But that's the thing about technology. And guess what? If you're like me and you say a word, you're like, you're a dinosaur. You got to get with the pro. You got to move forward. It's the future.
Right.
You know? No. It has got to be effective. You have to sell me on it because, you know, I've already learned. They plug in all this technology, and especially if you're in the first generation of almost anything.
You're the guinea pig.
You are the guinea pig. Yeah. So you're doing the work of the company that you just spent an inordinate amount of money to modernize and to lower labor costs. Yeah, it goes in a different section of that spreadsheet under capital expenses. Yeah, we invested millions in a computer. But look, you know, we took $250,000 off the annual payroll. But then you end up paying about $200,000 in IT, additional software.
Well, you got to update
additional hardware,
once in a while,
et cetera. Lost productivity while the computers are down. All that, and then you look back on a real spreadsheet, and you go
like paper.
Yeah, and you go, that maybe wasn't. But they're never going to admit it. Who's going to admit it?
Never.
Oh yeah, I got sucked in by some fancy salesperson. They put on this dog and pony show. How they're going to save you money. They're going to make you the smartest manager. You're going to be the smartest guy in the business. You're on the cutting edge. You know, you're the guy. You're the guy. They pump them all up and sign on the dotted line. Sucker. So, how much will a fully automized tractor cost?
Oh, and then you're right. We're now going from just the mechanics that any good mechanic can work on to software.
And by the way, when you say fully automized, is it self-cleaning? Does it change its own oil? Does it fuel itself up on its own? Will it, you know, let's say it is whatever, battery operated in the future, whatever. But, okay, can it do all of that, or will it need a human to get it ready for the field?
So we still need not only the mechanics and the maintenance and the IT. We need them all.
I pushed the button, and the tractor did exactly what I told it to. It went out in the field and started taking in the corn. Only problem was nobody opened the barn door. So we're minus one barn door. I'm telling you, you think, it's like joke, but all these things are going to happen.
Yeah.
I've talked to a lot of farmers. I never heard one going, oh, if I just didn't have to use a tractor anymore. It's like, you signed up to be a farmer. They don't complain. In fact, now, are you kidding me? They got high fidelity stereos. They're air conditioned.
Yeah.
You got a foot massage in there. I mean, there's probably things that are going on in there that are illegal. And so anyway, yeah, autonomous. I love that. You know, all on its own. Oh, and dump trucks. See, what could go wrong with that? I avoided a deer in the road.
Mm-hmm.
I swerved into the other lane. The driver of the other truck swerved to avoid me. Oh, no, it was an autonomous driver, and he drove right over me.
Yeah. What was it? Was it General Motors gave up on the whole autonomous taxis? They gave up on it. They're like, no, not gonna work.
That I'd use car companies as like.
Well, but I know. But these are people who make machines every day. They should be good at it by now.
It was the same GM that put a lot of those diesel motors in those passenger cars, remember?
They tried to convert a gas motor to a diesel engine.
And then what happened?
It
sucks. They ended up having to put new gas motors in all of.
It was bad. It was very bad.
Yeah.
It cost him a lot of money. But I can see, and I mentioned it briefly last time we were talking about this, I can just see somebody going, oh, mega farm companies. You know, they own all the farms. They buy out the farmers. They've got all this automated equipment out there. You've got all your IT people out there. And it's like they're pinky in the brain taking over the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could, you know, I'm just saying.
So it's autonomous, so it's computer controlled. Huh.
Right.
Well, there wouldn't be a Chinese hacker that'd be interested in maybe having that thing drive in circles all day.
Oh, okay.
Now we know where crop circles came from.
Wow. Who knew?
The discoveries that happen right here in real time on the Bob Rose Show is better than any of your stinking AI, all right?
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of people who just make stuff up, Liz Pocahontas Warren ranting and raving against Pete Hegseth. I'll explain next on 97.3 The Sky.
One July in the midnight hour, we climbed upon the water tower, stood on the rail and painted a 10-foot heart in John Deere green. On a hot summer night, he wrote Billy Bob Love Charlene, letters 3 foot high. And the
Mark Levin.
We know the tactics of the media and the Democrats, never Trump or Republicans.
6 weeknights.
They're vicious and they're violent, they're underhanded. Just don't fall for them because they're trying to reverse the results of the election.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Is that an indigenous people?
How? Yeah, what do you call it? Borrowing someone else's culture?
Yeah.
Hey, if Liz Warren can do it, I can, right?
You mean Pocahontas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in case you're not aware, she is a senator. This maybe, I guess, is for the younger folks that are beginning to care about their nation and tuning in and that. And we love you, and we are happy to have you on board. There's no doubt that we need more young people like you. But Senator Elizabeth Warren is a senator.
Yes.
She is from Massachusetts. Now, you might not be aware, but Massachusetts, I mean, they have plenty of indigenous people there and have a long history dealing with the indigenous people. And so it is interesting that she's a senator there, but she is the same one who lied on teaching applications about her race.
Bob.
Claiming to be Native American, at least to some extent. And when they did the DNA test.
But her grandma had high cheekbones.
Yeah, I know. That's one of the things she said. Okay. When they did a DNA test,
yeah.
She had below average amount, you know? Like a lot of Americans have a little bit, like point something. Uh-huh. She had like point zero. Like you're the least Native American blood possible, and still say, yes, there's.
She took advantage of it for her career, though.
And okay, people have lied on resumes and done different things, yeah, and those without a sin cast for stone, whatever. But it's one thing to get away with it; it's another thing to actually succeed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, in other words, not only not penalized, but I guess you could say promoted in life. Well, she went on a rant. 33 pages now.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, about, basically, our military, okay? And defending military wokeness. Now, maybe I need to look at her biography, and I apologize if I'm wrong on this.
Okay.
But I don't think that she has any experience in the military.
I do not believe either, no.
But yet, you have become an expert at it. No, not studying the military per se, clearly and obviously, but you become an expert because they started to employ something that you believe in, DEI. This is a Marxist-based program, make no mistake about it, diversity, equity, and inclusion. It is, just take Martin Luther King Jr. and turn his words upside down.
Right.
When he said, let's not judge each other by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. Does that make sense to everybody? It should.
It's simple.
But apparently it doesn't, because the DEI people are telling you, no, skin color is actually not just more important than character, it's more important than a skill set, more important than training, more important than expertise. Yeah. Does that make sense to anybody with a brain? No. But the lefties just won't admit it. Now, corporations are realizing what a buffoon-type move. What a complete... And what it is they get some of these younger, wokier people in these positions, and they listen to them. And they're like, oh, no. This is the future, boss. You got to get with the program. Mm-hmm. And they get scared. They're like, well, we don't want to be sued. We don't want to be canceled. We don't want anybody to call us phobic of anything. So, yeah, whatever you say. And next thing you know, there's Bud Light. How'd that work out for you?
Well, McDonald's, you did the story the other day. They're backing off on their DEI principles. And they had been actually, like a lot of companies have, putting pressure on their suppliers to also do the DEI garbage. So it goes deep.
Hey, by the way, I've helped Bud Light the entire time how to change their image and all that.
Free advice?
Just thinking of a new one.
Oh.
Bud Light with a new active ingredient.
Yeah.
The sweat of hairy, fat men. Yes. Wow. It'll be like on your gas pump, 10% ethanol.
Yeah.
It should be at least 5%. Human sweat from hairy, overweight, big, large Americans.
Could it have at least been like maybe fit testosterone or something? Does it have to be like, sloppy?
Okay.
Kinda,
okay.
Know?
Yeah. It's Frank Thomas. Okay.
Yeah.
Promoting
I don't drink. So what's it matter to me?
No. This is that eugenics protein, whatever. So.
Right.
But you don't drink. What do you care?
I know.
Senator Elizabeth Warren sent a 33-page rant to Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth defending the Biden administration's DEI silliness. Okay, for example, in one portion subtitled, remember, there's 33 pages.
That's a lot.
Not, I disagree with your assessment, Pete. No, threats to diversity in the military. She defended DEI, citing Bishop Garrison, the Biden Pentagon's own senior advisor, and she wrote the following. DOD officials have been clear that diversity, equity, and inclusion in the military are necessities in the United States, and that the military must be able to attract, train, and retain them for services to retain competitive edges. Now, so she cites the Biden Pentagon senior advisor.
Of course.
who is promoting this agenda. But she doesn't show any proof of that, and I don't think it would take much. The military must be able to attract, train, and retain. Guess what the military has had difficulty doing since they first started talking about and instituting any DEI programs? They have failed to attract, train, and retain military professionals.
Well, what's the first thing you do when you join the military? What do they want to do?
They break you down.
They break down individualism. It's not about, military is not about the individual.
No.
It's about the unit and it being cohesive with one mission, as Rush used to put it, go break things and kill things. Overall, you know, the Air Force, they do other stuff. But anyway, I'm just kidding. It's like the whole point is it's not about you and your personal agenda. They're getting that out of you so that you are part of what their agenda as the military is.
When you're Simple. In the military, for you to be effective, you have to work in a cohesive team-like environment. You have to follow the chain of command. You have to follow orders or people die, as you might have heard. And that's exactly right. When you join the military, you're giving up that individual freedom. That's why you're called a civilian. When you're not in the military, you're a civilian, and you enjoy all the rights and freedoms of somebody who's in civilian life. Mm-hmm. You join the military, they own you. Literally, they own you. If you quit your job, they call it AWOL, and you go to prison for that. Okay? They own you. And what is their job? To make you the best at whatever it is you're supposed to be. Like, they say, yeah, we kill people, you know, we hit targets, we do, but we know it's much more than that.
Sure.
What they try to do is make you the best at whatever your role on the team is. Because important roles, there's 12 approximately roles for each line that leads to one combat soldier. Mm-hmm. It's a rough number.
Yeah.
But so all of those, you're in transportation, you're in, you know, you're in loading this stuff, you're in equipment, you're in this, you're in that. Whatever that is, they want you to be the best. There's no breakdown in that chain that supports the actual combat a person, which also, of course, is part of that whole combat team. DEI goes against all of that. Hey, you know what? We don't have enough cross-eyed, one-eyed black snipers.
Right. So we need some more?
So we're going to pick you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll get the job done.
But sir, you know, I only have one eye, and it's kind of crossed. That's all right, son. We can work with that. Mm. After all, it's all about diversity. Yeah. Well, the North Koreans are raining down missiles on us. Ask them about diversity. All right. We are switching gears, and we're going to talk to Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson next.
Here's what's trending on the Sky.
Terrorist attack on Bourbon Street.
Ram a group of revelers.
Hell-bent on creating the carnage.
The news that's trending.
Swearing allegiance to ISIS.
Appears to have been acting alone.
I'm frustrated as to why we didn't pick this up earlier.
The news that's now.
Truck explosion at the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas.
Jimmy Carter lived a life measured not by words, but by his deeds.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.